Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We're happy to be joined right now by Nikki Jobvala, covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Nikki, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We are doing well. So I think the biggest news coming out of the last, 24 hours or so is that Marshon Lattimore is a full participant in practice. He's going to be a welcome sight back on the field to match up with Mike Evans and that wideout core down in Tampa. Talk about how he looked in practice and what the team expects from him this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah, so they only had a jog through yesterday. They were in the bubble. So you don't get to see a whole lot, and they weren't doing a whole lot, but today will be a full speed practice. So, we should be able to see a little bit more about, how he's moving, how he looks out there. But, Quinn said he's trending in the right direction, and when Quinn says that, usually a player ends up playing. So
all the guys though, right? I mean, as far as, I don't think we're going to have an injury excuse coming out of this game. I think we're going to have Biotish. I think we should have Coleman, right? We should have pretty much everybody.
Yeah, it's looking like that. I mean, it's a playoff game, so I think, everybody feels something at this point in the year, but you usually play through it if it's not too serious. So, yeah, it's looking like they'll have, pretty much a full squad available.
Nikki, how do we know, because, Lattimore and Mike Evans in the same division, they played against each other a bunch. How has Lattimore done against him? Has anybody done any research on that yet?
Yeah, I think Mitch Tischler put out his full stats against Mike Evans, and they're pretty good. Okay. I was hesitant to do it because the last time I did it, it was about how he shut down A.J. Brown, and then we saw what happened.
Right.
So for his sake, I'm trying not to do that again.
I got you. Yeah. So he's had pretty. He's had pretty good numbers against Evans.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mike Evans. Mike Evans is going to get his yards no matter what. Right. But yeah, he's held his own, no doubt.
Okay.
I'm coming at this as the biggest diehard Skins/Commanders fan here. Not even close, Nikki, to give you background, okay? So I am diehard, live and breathe. I don't pick them every week because that's stupid. I pick who I think's going to win. But, I mean, it ruins my week when they lose. So there's my background.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not like, the fact that they won 12 games is so mind-blowing. I don't even in my own heart feel like we're a 12-win team. Because so many went our way.
So many breaks.
Yeah. And I know the HTTC/ATTR crowd hates that kind of thought. But honestly, to me, maybe we were a 10-win team, maybe. But like the 12 wins is preposterous. And now I feel like we got to win a Super Bowl. We won 12 games. What are we doing? I don't know. Like I'm torn on this whole thing.
No, I agree with you. I think the times when Jaden Daniels is unable to do pretty much everything on offense, it comes too close. When he can't do everything, it kind of shows how far along they are in this rebuild. Because they don't have enough around them. I don't think the line is where anybody wants it to be. I mean, I think they've done well, probably better than I expected going in. But there's still protection issues. The run game is virtually non-existent when Jaden can't run. So if he can't be Superman, then the offense is definitely lacking.
We're doomed.
I thought Marcus Mariota did his thing, no doubt. But, they still got a ways to go. And this offseason is going to be huge because they're going to have to turn over the roster if they don't re-sign everybody, they got so many free agents because so many guys signed 1-2 year deals. It's going to be like a mini overhaul this season, this off season. So, I think they have work to do. I think what's got them here is Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Right. And how far? But in other words, I was trying to make the argument with the guys like, they won 12 games. Typically, like a 12-win team should be like one of the favorites to win a Super Bowl. And I don't think that they are, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that the defense, for one, doesn't look like a 12-win defense. They've certainly made improvements. They got talent on that side of the ball. But, you know, the run defense is still leaky. You know, the secondary is by no means complete. So they still have issues on both sides of the ball. But, you know, and when you cut it close against teams like the Saints, who they should have handily defeated, like, that's when, you know, the win-loss record doesn't tell the full story.
Right.
Well, the one thing Tampa can do is they can score points, but their pass defense is not good. I know they've had a bunch of injuries in the secondary. But, man, you know, I was watching Spencer Rattler last week, and he was kind of moving the ball up and down the field. And then Tampa finally woke up in the fourth quarter and scored some late touchdowns. But I kind of feel like Washington can move the ball through the air in this one.
I do, too. Yeah. I think these are...
Now, I think Bucky Irving's going to be a problem. I do.
Yes.
But, yes. And then you mentioned
they
Evans.
They get their own little rookie sensation,
But on the offensive side, I just think that if he can get some protection, Jaden, I just feel like he can move it.
Yeah. I think Jaden goes into this like a completely different player. I mean, I went back and watched some of the clips from that first game. And it's like, oh my God. Like,
also Cliff. Different. I didn't like Cliff's approach. I thought he babied him too much in that game.
Yeah. So I think they go into this with an advantage with that, just because just the improvement they've made on offense is just remarkable. And again, I think it comes back to five. Like I don't think you can go anywhere in this league nowadays without an elite quarterback. I know this franchise especially has done that with players who may not have been considered elite in their day, but it's a different game now. You have to have a very good to elite quarterback to go far. But, yeah, I think they have a good chance in this game. I mean, the defense is still – the Bucs defense is still a little worse than me just because they're so blitz-heavy. And obviously Jaden does better when he has a clean pocket than when he's under pressure. And you always wonder how that line will hold up. I think they have a really good chance.
Does Kingsbury
I'm hoping
seem...
so anyway, because I don't want to get on a 5 a.m. flight to do locker room cleanup the next morning.
Understood. Does Kingsbury seem overly concerned at the fact that the quarterback has been leading them in rushing basically for every game in the last month that continued with Mariota in the win over the Cowboys? Or are they just going to lean right into Jaden and say, look, we need you to rush for 80 or 90 yards to keep us competitive against Tampa?
Well, that's why, I mean, they say they're not concerned about the leg soreness with Jaden. He's going to play through whatever he has, obviously. But if he can't be the full player that he's capable of, then yeah, it's a major concern because there is no run game without him right now. I thought bringing Austin back would kind of jumpstart that. It didn't have a huge effect last game. Maybe the second game it will. Third game, right? Third game with him back?
Second, yeah.
Yeah. So, if they can get him moving, that would help. But they need more out of Brian Robinson. It hasn't been there at all for the run game. They had a good start to the season. Now it's just kind of faded. So, yeah, I mean...
What about the defensive line? Why is it year after year seemingly so underperforming? And that's where a lot of our money is spent, too. And
I know.
I don't want to personally attack the guys. We have John Allen on the show all the time for years. He's a great guy. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a real weakness.
I know. They went from having four first-round picks that didn't really mesh well together.
Yeah.
I thought the line has been their best when they've had three of the four first-round picks, when it was Montez, John Allen, and Daron Payne with, one of the other edge rushers on the side. They've gotten the pressures. They haven't always gotten home, but the run defense is the real concern to me. And, then losing John Allen for, 9 games? Daron Payne hasn't looked like Daron Payne for probably a couple seasons now. I think he's had, what, 4 sacks in each of the last two?
Right.
After having his big monster season that landed him the contract. So, yeah, I think it's probably been frustrating for them, frustrating to watch. But, yeah, the line hasn't been what you would expect for a while. I do think Dorrance Armstrong has been pretty solid.
I agree.
I think he's...
Well, and guys like Dante Fowler have been unbelievable at times.
Yep.
Yeah, what? I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, and I agree with you. I think they can win this game. I'm actually going to pick them to win this game. I don't know. Who knows what happens after that, but I don't want to get ahead of us, but, like, are they going to bring Ertz back? Are they going to bring Wagner back? Like, what are... I mean, those guys were kind of, like, key guys, and they're, like, a million years old.
Right, right. You know, Wagner's going to be, what, 34, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's one, especially because he's still playing at a pretty high level. He's not, you know, the same guy he was, you know, 10 seasons ago, but, like, he's...
In a three-foot circle, he's pretty good.
He's the quarterback of the defense, yeah. Like, I mean, I would absolutely bring him back on another 1 year. I think it's going to be up to him if he has, you know, what if Seattle comes back and offers? Will he turn that down? I don't know. I don't know if they will offer, but... it'll be interesting to see what kind of market they do have because of their age, but also because of their production. So, I mean, they're not paying the Adam Peters money, but, you know, I would bring it back just because I think this is still a team in transition, and you need guys like that, especially as you're going to make many more moves this offseason. So we'll see though.
Nikki, another veteran who really shined when he was called upon is Marcus Mariota. Like, do you think he's going to garner any sort of interest on the market? Because I'm... If my memory serves correct, he only signed a 1 year deal to come here and play. Like, is he in the plans for next year? I know it's a little early to forecast that, but I would guess, like, he seems to be a really high level backup in case Jaden misses time. Do you think he's in the plans going forward?
I think it's very possible. I think he could also have a market. I think quarterbacks are always worth their weight in gold. In this league, you know, I think, I mean, you see so many times mediocre quarterbacks getting picked up and going from team to team just in a reserve role. I think he had a very good year, and I think he really showed what he can do in that backup role, which I think is the second most important position on the field, honestly. Especially here. I mean, we've seen so many times where a backup has to step in and start or close out a game countless times. So I could see them bringing back. I think it'll depend on sort of what his market will be and what he wants to do. But he's been extraordinary for Jaden, for the team. I mean, just his reliability in stepping in to close out games. He's done it twice now. His mentorship of Jaden. I mean, everybody speaks incredibly highly of him. So it would make a lot of sense to kind of, you know, create that continuity too for Jaden.
Yeah, getting back to Mayfield, I mean, he did have an unbelievable year. I mean, 41 touchdowns, 4,500 yards, completed over 71%. I think his high for touchdowns, his best, I think, was about 27. So Liam Cohen, the OC, I mean, whatever they're doing, and obviously he's got really good receivers, but do you think that that Witt's going to bring guys to try and force him to throw the ball a little sooner now that Lattimore's... So we presume he's healthy, and he can just kind of play on an island with Evans? Or do you think they'll have to bring some guys to kind of force him to throw the ball out there? But I don't know, man. Mayfield is just on fire.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
he's on fire, and he's got weapons around him. I mean, when you got a back like Bucky, you got Mike Evans in the pass game. It's, to me, it feels like another one of those pick your poison games, similar to Philly, where, okay, you could throw more at him, but what are you leaving exposed on the back end? And yes, you have Marshawn Lattimore back there. I think that gives you a little bit more confidence, no doubt, than what you would normally have in the secondary, but you also expose yourself a little bit more if you're throwing more at the passer. So, I think it's a tough challenge. I mean, it's, you know, they're not viewed in the same light as, you know, the Eagles, Bills, the top teams, but I mean, they have some, Mike Evans has put up some insane numbers against Washington. So he's the one that scares me the most.
Yeah.
Nikki, thanks as always for the time. Safe travels down to Tampa, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
That's Nikki Javala, covers the Commanders for the Washington Post, at Nikki Javala on Twitter. When we come back, we will talk Washington Capitals with Nick Dowd, the Cap Center. He's going to join us coming up next here on The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.